In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with
you. And with your
spirit. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Last few Sundays, we were repeating again and again that we are closer and closer to the end of the liturgical year. That we are talking about the last times because New Year is at the corner. Today is this new year. Today we celebrate the first Sunday of this new liturgical year, starting with first Sunday of Advent. We live this Advent preparing ourselves for Jesus' coming. To celebrate this Mass in the best way possible, we ask for forgiveness for our sins.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour we do not expect, the Son of Man will come. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. In our readings today, especially in the Gospel, Jesus is telling to his disciples, stay awake. And when we compare the society, our society, to the society Jesus was speaking to, we need to say that we are really blessed. In Jesus' time, in Jesus' society, it was a standard practice every day and night to have someone in the neighborhood you trusted keeping watch. If you lived in this culture where you were occupied by foreign troops who were prejudiced against you, you would always prefer to have few people sober and alert, so to sound the warning bell. Even shepherds in that time took turns keeping watch to protect sheep from predators and thieves. And most neighborhoods operated the same way. And so, working off of that kind of common practice, Jesus tells us today to keep watch, to be prepared. The unexpected happens at times when we don't expect. That is why, of course, they call these things unexpected. For us Catholics, Advent couldn't come at a better time. You see, Advent is a season marked by the need for watchfulness. We are keeping watch for Christ's second coming at the end of the times, but also we are preparing ourselves for our Lord's birth on Christmas morning. The Gospel challenges us to make sure our souls are keeping watch for the kingdom of God in the same way each and every day, regardless of what life throws at us. It can be so easy to stay asleep, wandering from one task to another. It is good to have the reminder, especially this time of the year, at the end of the calendar year, and also at the beginning of this liturgical year. You see, as we enter into the holiday season, filling up our plates with food, preparing our Christmas trees, trying to buy gifts for our loved ones, we also need this reminder. We also need this time of the year to improve our spiritual life. Jesus says, "You must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." And St. Paul gives us also a reminder, "Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." Jesus and St. Paul are challenging us to be prepared, because the end of times will come at the time we least expect. This message might cause us additional stress. However, when we know our preparation in the spiritual life is actually the best remedy for stress and healthy way to begin this season of Advent. We sometimes feel a bit like Martha from the Gospel, running around, when what we really need is to be like Mary. You see, during the holidays, in the impatient rush to fill our stomachs, buy presents, watch football, we are reminded to fill our hearts with something more. We are reminded to consider our souls with something better that will make this season special. What are practical ways to live this time for preparation in the best way? I challenge you, I challenge us to take at least few additional minutes each day for prayer during this season of Advent. So do not let Christmas catch us by surprise. Christmas will be so much more meaningful for us if we prepare ourselves, if we take these few minutes each day to contemplate the reason for the season. How you spend this time, it depends on you. Maybe it's a good idea to read every day few minutes of Matthew's Gospel Matthew's Gospel is actually the Gospel that we will read throughout the liturgical year. Another option could be lighting a candle each night and perform examination of conscience and ask God for wisdom, ask God for forgiveness. Or maybe some of us, we can simply sit down and listen Christmas carols for a little while. There are an infinite number of ways we can spend at least 5 minutes each day in prayer during this season of Advent to prepare ourselves for the Lord. I also invite you to take the time to prepare Christmas cards or make telephone calls. So to stay in touch with people in our lives, we sometimes take them for granted. During the season of Advent, it would be excellent practice to perform one random act of kindness towards someone each and every day. Let us prepare for Christmas. We need to use this time to be prepared. This is the first Sunday of Advent, and this is the message of this first Sunday of Advent. Be prepared. Be vigilant. Amen.